880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, D has pointed at me. I am speaking. The mic is open, and we are here for another edition of Freed on Business. I want to welcome Joe Irwin, Regional Senior VP at Regions Bank. We're going to talk about REO. Joe runs their real estate-owned department in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Joe will be here talking about that. He's also got some good talking points about what the bank is doing. They're a big money center bank. We're going to hear what they have to say today about how they're helping Main Street get back on its feet. Then we're going to have my main man, Steve Marrera, CCIM, CIPS. He is the incoming national president of the CCIM Institute. We're going to talk a little bit about national marketplace. Hopefully, we'll be joined by the local CCIM president, Frank Rodriguez. We'll talk about the Miami market with Frank, and we'll talk about the value add that the CCIM Institute brings to its members. D, you're looking. I'm pointing. You know what that means. We'll be back after this with Joe Irwin. Stick with us. We'll tell you where to find the best deals in bank-owned real estate. Back after this.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, you only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. For 11 years in a row, Bascom Palmer has been named the nation's best eye hospital by U.S. News and World Report. Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures every year. Tough word. And Bascom Palmer centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation are home to some of the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available not only for LASIK, but for every type of eye care. Hey, when I needed eye care, I went there. You should too. So you can feel confident you're getting the results you're looking for. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIK today to learn more.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Hey, Freed fans, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, heck, you even get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back with the baby-faced assassin. We're here with Joe Irwin. Joe, you got to be the youngest-looking SVP banker I have ever seen.
Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Thank you for the compliment. It's great to be back with you. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Oh, thanks so much. And I want to give a high five to everybody who you had that you were texting that's listening. Joe can say hello to everybody. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Hello to my wife, Karen, and hello to my team in South Florida, and hello to all my fellow Regions Bank associates. I'm happy you're able to tune in and listen to the radio show.
No, we're going to have a great show today, Joe, and if they missed it, we'll give you a link, and they'll be able to listen to it on the website, so make sure you don't make any mistakes, because we got a lot of folks listening.
That's a lot of pressure, but I'll do my best.
All right, well, let's start. You're the SVP, team leader for South Florida, Georgia, and the South Carolina Special Assets Department. What is Special Assets?
Well, Special Assets is a department within the bank. We handle troubled loans. When companies get in trouble, they need a little bit of help. The loans are transferred to our department. And our goal is to really work with these customers, try and get them back on their feet, try and rehab the credit, and keep them as good performing loans in the bank, good performing customers, and really just give them a little bit of break. And I always said our best customers are existing customer. So to the extent we can help these customers get them back on their feet, it's a win-win for both the customer and the bank.
Wow, so you're not really the Grim Reaper. You're more like the helpful guy at Regions then.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we take no pleasure, and sometimes we do have to pursue legal action, but more times than not, we just try and work with these customers. They just need a little bit of help. We help them get back on their feet. Typically, they're great companies. They just ran into a little rough spot. And if we can help them, they really appreciate it. And again, it allows us to hold on to good, solid performing business, which is not that easy these days. It's very competitive out there. But to the extent we can hold on to these customers, again, it's a win-win for everybody.
So really, then, what you really are is the chairman of the workout department.
Well, I guess you can call that.
Well, we want to work it out. We should work it out. We can work it out. My gosh, I wish I had that song on tape so we could be playing it right now. Now, Joe, what is there in the Special Assets Department these days? Because, my goodness, we must be, I think we'll all agree, that we're at the top of the cycle right now.
Well, we really are. I mean, luckily for us, our business is down, which means there's not as many bad loans coming into the department. Companies are generally doing much better. The economy's better. We're seeing companies grow their top-line revenues. They're able to maintain their expense discipline that we saw at the last cycle. And we're seeing their bottom lines improve. So overall, things are getting much, much better. And a lot of it is just the economy that's doing much better. But also the lessons that they learned in the last market, that surely has helped them, especially as the economy's gotten better and they're able to grow their revenues, and we're seeing the incremental profit in their bottom line.
Well, as the head of the Special Assets Department, the credit folks must come to you when they have questions about how things worked the last time and what things they could do better this time. What are some of the lessons that credit's learned since the last down cycle?
Well, there's a bunch of different lessons, but probably one of the biggest lessons is stick to what you do best, okay? If you're a real estate developer, stick to being a real estate developer. If you're in the medical field, stick to the medical field. Don't get outside into something else that you really don't have the experience or the expertise in.
Well, wait a minute then. So you're telling me that the head valet at my apartment building shouldn't also be owning 6 or 7 investor condos?
I'm just saying it may not be the best use of his investment, but... But in all seriousness, try and, just focus on your business, because there's a lot of successful business people out there. What we see is they just get in trouble when they get into something that they really shouldn't be getting themselves into.
Now, Joe, Regions has been down here. You came down, bought a couple of banks, maintained your relationships with the borrowers and then, I guess, grew the banks. So you're in a pretty big dominant position down here, and you have a chance to really see a lot of the business that goes on. What are some of the things that you're seeing about the South Florida economy in general, and let's even broaden it out to the southeastern United States, that makes us in a position to say that, yes, we've turned the corner and we've got a healthy economy again?
Well, the South Florida economy is very strong. I mean, we have a lot of growth in the market. We have a lot of people moving into the area. We're seeing housing grow. We're seeing retail take off as well. So there's just a lot of positive momentum.
Okay. Well, Joe, we've got a caller on the line. So he's got a question for you. Why don't we go to the caller? D? Hi. Thanks for calling, Don. D wasn't able to get your name. I'm Jim. Who are you?
Jim, this is Jack Miller from Jack Miller Down to Business. How are you? I just did the show a couple hours before you. I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jack. I really do appreciate that very much. Did you have a call for Joe?
Yeah, I do. Coincidentally, beside being a host on the radio show, I spend my day doing workouts and turnarounds, and I deal with special asset guys all the time. So my question is, you know, I'm glad to see that your guest is doing workouts, and instead of trying to really stick it to borrowers, but my experience is, and I just want to get your client's comments, that a lot of the times special assets guy have one single purpose, and that's to drive the credit off the books of the banks. Apparently your guest and the bank is taking a different approach.
Okay, we've got your question. Let's ask Joe.
Well, hey, Jack, you know, that's not necessarily the case with our bank. You know, we, as I mentioned earlier, we do try to work with our customers to the extent we can rehabilitate the credit. We try to, because, again, I've always said our best customer is our existing customer. And, you know, to the extent there's solid fundamentals with the company and maybe they just hit a little bit of a rough patch, we see that. We try and work with them, and we try and find a solution that works for both the bank and the customer.
Joe, I really appreciate that. And let's take a longer line at that. I know that you said that it's a competitive environment out there. What's something that Regions has been doing to win business that sets it apart from its cohorts?
Well, we've been doing a lot, and it really starts with our associates. Okay, we have excellent associate engagement numbers. We recently got our associate engagement numbers through the Gallup organization. We rank in the top 10 in the banking industry in terms of our employees being engaged. And that really translates into excellent service to our customers. We're growing households. We're growing revenues. We're growing our business. We're improving our associate engagement scores from where we were 2 and 3 years ago. So it really starts with our associates. And it also, obviously, is the leadership here in South Florida. Steve Neve is our area president, and he's just brought a tremendous energy to our bank. And really, over the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen just a tremendous turnaround from the financial crisis that we were in back in, you know, 2008, 9, and 10.
We're going to have to get Steve on here sometime in the future and really see what Big Green's doing down here. Now, let's see. We've only got about a minute left in this segment. Let's go to break early. Can you stay another segment for us?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So we'll do more REO talk and talk a little bit more about banking and entrepreneurial savings and all kinds of other good things about business with our friend Joe Irwin, the banker from Regions Bank. We'll be back after this. D, it is all yours. Oh, yeah. I got that money going. We're talking to the money man right here, Joe Irwin, and we'll be back with Joe talking about real estate and Regions in the market. But when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to make sure you get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with The Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Get ready for interleague action as your Marlins take on the Boston Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. On Tuesday at 7:10, fans get an Ichiro Suzuki t-shirt courtesy of Sato Pharmaceuticals. On Wednesday at 4:10, fans get a Marlins Franchise 4 poster courtesy of Star Cash. Be here live for two action-packed nights of thrilling baseball, food, and fun. And don't miss your Marlins against the Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Regions SVP, Joe Irwin. And he's the SVP of Special Assets. He's the team leader in Special Assets SVP for South Florida, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. So you've got a real big perspective. We're talking about special assets, that stuff the bank takes back in foreclosure or hopefully and preferably works out to retain the borrower and the live file. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be back.
All right. Now, we talked a little bit about special assets. We discussed a little bit about what they were. We talked a little bit about how there aren't as much special assets. And the thing that we emphasized was that your team's desire is to work with the borrower and keep them with the bank. Now, let's talk about the borrowers. What do you see happening here as far as borrowing in both real estate and, we'll call it the fancy term you bankers use, C&I? That just means regular loans. What do you see happening?
Well, we're obviously looking to grow our bank. We're active in the market right now in commercial real estate. We're doing some condominium projects. We're doing some shopping centers. We're seeing retail take off here lately. So that part of the market's very good. We're very active in larger credits, C&I lending. We're growing our book there, so we're very happy about that. And the other area that we're focusing on is the smaller businesses, our business banking book. We have a concerted effort to really grow that book of business. We're hiring people in the market, and we're growing that book as well. So it's not easy. There's a lot of competition out there, especially from some of our competitors and community banks. But overall, we're doing excellent in that area, and we have some top-notch people working for us. We're doing some SBA lending, which has been very successful. So all in all, the bank is doing excellent, and we're really excited about the momentum that we have going into the second half of the year.
Now, you talked about some real estate loans, and that's where I make my bread and butter. Banks have been very competitive with life companies and especially kicking the booty on the CMBS, not necessarily on proceeds, but in the everything else category. And, you know, I hadn't thought of this. You're the reason that they want to do a bank loan rather than a CMBS deal. Because if the CMBS deal goes south, the special servicer, they're all about the fees and putting it to the borrower versus a bank where I got somebody to talk to. I guess that's what the guy was talking about on the call earlier. He was more about a CMBS situation. We always recommend people go with the bank so they have somebody to talk to.
Well, we appreciate that recommendation because it's true. You know, if you need a modification or if you need a little bit of help, you need to be able to pick up the phone and call your banker. And when you try and reach somebody in the CMBS market, it's not always that easy. They may not even be in the market. They may be out of state. And our experience is you can pick up the phone, call your banker, come in and see us, and you have a face. There's a face of the bank. You're not just dealing with a 1-800 number, which I think is important, and customers appreciate that.
Well, beyond that, you can make what I would call a business decision rather than a contractually defined resolution. You can come up with something creative. You can say, hey, maybe we'll give you a little extra proceeds. We'll string you out. Maybe a couple of months of IO. Looks like you have a big sale coming in. Oh, I see that's for real. The guy's got great credit. He's been in the – oh, yeah, I'm going to give you credit for that. That'll pay you off. Yes, we'll extend you. I mean, that versus a CMBS where you call and there's nobody there.
Yeah, CMBS, you basically get a 10-year loan. You lock in your rate, and that's it. And then if you don't miss your – if you don't make your payments, things are going to happen. But if things happen, you need a little modification – it's certainly a lot easier to come in and deal with a commercial bank.
And you said 10-year money. Now, I made a deal a few years ago. We got a 5-year deal with a 5-year extension from 3 banks, and one bank went long for 10-year money. Now the banks are going long on 10-year money. It's like, you know, an old man like me, that was like almost unheard of, but it sounds to me like they really are addressing this opportunity in the market.
Well, it is, and there is some risk to it because traditionally commercial banks, their cost of funds is short-term. It's the CDs and the checking accounts that people keep with us, so we got to be careful there. We don't want to repeat some of the mistakes that were made in the past.
Mismatching your liabilities?
Absolutely. But, you know, we do create pools of money, and from time to time and for the right situation and for the right customer and the right product type, we will go longer term on the on the tenure of the loan.
Now, Joe, you asked me before we started how I got the radio show, and it was really cute. I'll give a high five to Ron Mann. Ron Mann was promoting the radio station. He invited me on. He said, "Jim, we're going to talk about real estate," and this was 6 years ago. September will be the 6th-year anniversary. Stay tuned. Our September 10th show is going to be awesome. And I said, okay, great. He goes, well, let's talk about the condo market. And I said, okay, which one of the exploding cigars do you want to talk about first? And the reason they were exploding cigars is because the condo associations were poorly capitalized. They were missing payments on their common area stuff, cable TV, electric, and such. How, with condo lending that you guys are involved with today, what is different from before the from the last cycle to this cycle? I mean, condo deposits, yes, but what else are you guys looking at?
Well, probably the biggest thing is we have real buyers. In the last cycle, you had a lot of speculation, okay? Now you have real buyers with real deposits. A lot of cases are 30, 40, 50% deposits. Not saying they wouldn't walk, but it would certainly take a big meltdown to walk from a 50% deposit. And we also see a lot of cash buyers in the market. Quite frankly, our biggest competition in our mortgage, to our mortgage business, is cash. There's a lot of cash in the market right now. And I think that's the biggest difference, is these are real buyers. You don't have the level of speculation that you had back in the last cycle.
I know you got a lot of notes there, Joe, but I got questions just off the top of my head. I hope you don't mind.
No.
They all follow from what you were talking about. You talked earlier about that you're looking at doing more retail. And I personally believe that retail is a place to be right now if you're a banker, because you got credit and you've got usually an experienced developer. And if not, you can pretty easily determine what's going to happen, because if it's inexperienced, the guy's probably just doing one tenant because he's got the land and the tenant came to him. So I've been doing a lot of Walmart deals. We're involved with the Walmart out on Broward Boulevard, 995. You can call me afterwards.
Absolutely. Sounds like a new loan opportunity for
there
us.
There you go. Well, you better hurry. But then high five to the guys on my team that are placing that loan. But what do you look for in a retail deal? Is it location? Is it sponsorship? Is it pre-leasing? Will you do a spec?
Well, it's really all the above. I mean, location is location in real estate. I mean, you got to have the location, obviously. The second thing is you need to have a good credit tenant. Obviously, Walgreens is solid credit tenant, very good company. And equity. You know, we need to have some skin in
real
the game.
Real equity? Wait a minute here.
Real equity. Real cash equity. Believe it or not, commercial banks are looking for real cash equity.
Also, deposits, relationships, you're really looking to be somebody's global solution, I guess would be a good way to say it.
We really are. I mean, at Regions Bank, we have what's called Regions 360. We try to provide consultative services to our customers and not just sell them a product. We try to listen to them, understand what their needs are, and make sure we bring in the right professionals that can help them with their financial needs.
Well, now, you've got a client in there, you want to help them with their financial needs, you're giving them a global 360 solution. We talked about retail, we talked about condos. To me, the biggest unmet need in South Florida is the 50 to 100,000 square foot office building by where people want to live. I call it, you know, Mike Fay was on, he called it the theory of the donuts, how we're going to have all these little, I call them city-states. Everything will be vertically integrated. The thing that's missing and that's hardest to capitalize is office. Everybody wants all this pre-leasing. I guess as a banker, that's what you're going to want, huh?
Well, it really is. I mean, that's one of the fundamentals. You want to make sure that we want to make sure that there's limited risk in the deal. Look, every loan has risk to it, okay? It just comes with the business. It's the nature of the beast. But to the extent we can mitigate the risk through pre-leasing, solid tenants, longer-term leases, make sure there's adequate tenant improvements and funds set aside for leasing commissions, I mean, that's really what we underwrite to.
And now, we talked about pre-leasing, and one of the things that may be able to help mitigate risk would be equity. See, what I'm finding is a lot of people go, well, guarantee in a bank loan and blah, 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 and I go, hey, put in enough equity and a bank's going to start listening about burn-offs, pre-leasing. You know, I always look at it as kind of like a box, like an equalizer, the old equalizer you used to have in the car where you push one button down, you got to push another button up. So if somebody can get something where it equalizes, it makes sense. Is that kind of the way you look at it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's risk and return, and you can only stretch the balloon so much. So, you know, to the extent that you're asking for non-recourse, a long-term financing, and no equity, again, you know, the balloon's eventually going to pop. So we try to be conservative, but yet aggressive enough to where we get our fair share of business.
Well, you know, Joe, we've only got about a minute and a half left. We talked about the regional president, the guy who makes the show go. We talked about special assets. You've got loan officers across the town, the state, you know, you're all the way up to South Carolina yourself. How do people get a deal started with Regions? Who do they call and how do they find them?
Well, the first thing they should do is talk to their local banker. Feel free to drop in any of our branches here in South Florida. Regions Bank is a super regional bank. We're in 16 states, but here in South Florida, in Miami, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, we have a vast banking network. Drop in, talk to your local branch manager, talk to your local banker, and we'll make sure that we get you in touch with the right people.
Joe Irwin, SVP of Regions Bank, repping the whole team because he's the team leader here in South Florida. Thanks so much for joining us again, Joe. You're always great to have on the show. We'll get some more Regions folks on with you next time even. Bring some friends next time. Joe, so thanks again so much for being on the show today.
Thanks again, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate it. Time's going by really fast, and I hope I can do it again.
Oh, we'll get you on. We'll schedule you. We'll have our team schedule you again for real soon. D, my gosh. I've run out of things to say, so I guess it's time to take it away. We'll be back after the break. We'll be here with the incoming CCIM president, Steve Marrera, for the entire U.S., and hopefully Frank Rodriguez, the local CCIM president, will join us as well. Hear about real estate, local to national, right after this. Dust. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. All right, well, with Joe being your workout guy, hopefully you won't be another one biting the dust. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Ward Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Heck, you even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Looking at big delays along I-95. Express lanes are closed traveling out of the downtown area. So good area to avoid if you can. Also watch out for disabled vehicle. I-95 northbound, northwest 62nd. You've got two right lanes blocked due to that. Also seeing the usual delays along the Palmetto north and southbound between the Dolphin and 27. Also watch out for the heavy traffic and the usual delays along the Dolphin Expressway westbound traveling through the Palmetto interchange. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with the second half, and the team in the other control room, well, they're bouncing along with the music, so we know they're having a good time. Hey, the University of Miami Health System, they bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and on our show, we call them UHealth. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations, from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several different doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community every day. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 11 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today. I feel nice like sugar and spice, and that's because I'm getting ready to talk to my good buddy Steve Marrera, the incoming president for the CCIM Institute, and my good buddy Frank Rodriguez, who is the president of the Miami CCIM chapter. Guys, welcome to the show.
How are you, Jim? Good to speak to you tonight. How's things down in Miami?
Hot and sweaty. How are things in Orlando?
Well, they're just delightful after that four-hour ride from your neck of the woods yesterday.
Hey, listen, Frank, how you doing out there?
I'm good. Delightful. We're used to this summer weather, and we don't complain. I don't consider it muggy. For me, it's, you know, completely nicely and dry.
Yeah, spoken like the king of Little Havana that you are. Now, let's talk a little bit about CCIM, guys. You know, Steve, you're the incoming president, and golly, Frank, you're here, the president now for over a year here in Miami. What is the value add that CCIM brings to the members? Let's start with Steve, and then we're going to go to Frank, because I think Steve may even use you as an example, Frank.
So the first value add would definitely be the real-world education. When you take a CCIM class, you're in a classroom with somebody that's done the deal, knows the deal, maybe a developer, maybe somebody that's brokered millions or sometimes even billions of dollars of real estate, and they still have all of the nuances of a college professor. We have a fantastic cadre of instructors at CCIM. You add that up with one of the best technology offerings in the country in our site to do business, CCIM Tech, and you really have a great combination for both folks that are in the business to learn and folks that are new to the business to learn. And when you follow that up and you get your designation, you become part of a network of 13,800 folks around the country that are doing deals in every market. Several hundred billion dollars a year our membership does, you know, totally. And so you've got networking, education, and technology to the max to make you successful in the commercial real estate industry. Whether you've been in it a long time, it can only make you better. Or if you're new and you want to learn it.
You know, and I want to follow up just a second on new if you want to learn, because you guys have, I don't know what your technical term is, but I know you have alliances and are building bridges with universities across the country and also other trade groups. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we've got a university alliance program in basically 50-plus universities at this time all around the country, and we share our content with the professors in most of those universities and their master's programs, and we connect with students. And then we also provide, once a student is involved with us, part of our databases, an ESRI, which is one of the leading GIS global information systems in the world. And we share that database and let the students use it. And if you're in a master's program, you can basically test out and get credit for three of our classes. So you only have to take one within the CCIM network and then take a test and have the necessary experience in commercial real estate. So rather than going through 200 hours of education with us, you could take basically almost three quarters of it in your master's program and then segue right into an actual live network that's doing the business.
Well,
wow. That's our university alliance program in a nutshell.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, Frank, I know that you're the local president, that when you took office, you were really talking about making sure that there were good givebacks to your local chapter and that you wanted to try some new ideas. I know that you had to build some consensus early on there in your presidency, but
yep.
What are some of the programs that you found to really be value adds that you're able to give to your team here locally at CCIM?
I think that, great point. I think that the first item that we should mention is tracking back on the University Alliance.
Okay.
And locally here we have University of Miami is part of the program, and also Florida International University. We have an ever-growing closer relationship with FIU, and it's one of the member benefits that before the person becomes a designee and they're a candidate and just a member, they really start to get an idea of how our network works and how the exchanges occur. And it's all about giving the members not just the PIN and the designation, but what do you do with that PIN after you've received it? And really what we do with it is exchange and network and create more business. And with the University Alliance, we've been really able to have a closer relationship whereby we're having events at the university, whereby students are being invited to our CCIM group early on so that they can get a feel, so that they can get in leadership, and that they can give back, you know, to our organization. Give back and receive, right? And the receive is the transactions and the education that they get that they can impart to the general community. One of the other initiatives that we've done is actually being on your radio show. It's a big initiative that we started early on in the year, and we thought that it was a way of featuring a member a month on your show and allowing them to then repurpose that onto their websites, onto their Twitters, their Facebooks, so that the community understands from a very concise point of view what that CCIM member does, what his expertise, be it retail or be it multifamily or be it office, like you were speaking to the gentleman before, that person understands the fundamentals to get the deals done and reduce that risk factor when they're out there in the market, be it for the lenders or the clients or whoever they're representing, because CCIMs represent a wide cross spectrum.
Well, you know, and Frank, I want to thank you so much for that positive discussion about our relationship with the CCIMs here on the show. And I want to turn back to Steve. Steve, you talked about technology. Frank mentioned technology. He talked about Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. He talked about how he's created a way for his local CCIMs to create content that shows that they're the expert in the field and then to promote themselves. So is CCIM National going forward going to have additional technology of social media and ability to brand and market yourself as a CCIM and as also an individual expert?
So we look at technology a couple of different ways, Jim. First of all, social media. This show went out. I don't know how many of our Twitter followers are on there, but we have 16,000 Twitter followers. So hello, Twitter followers from CCIM. This went out this afternoon from Rich Rosfelder, our very capable director of marketing.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Rich.
We use social media, but where real technology is going in real estate that's changing the world is what's really happening with mapping and our technology offering once you're a member of the institute and you're involved, especially if you're doing retail or everything is logistics today. You know, the industrial warehouses of the world have now become retail houses when you think about Amazon and when you think about how all of that business is done on the internet and has to sit somewhere. So it's a changing landscape in real estate itself, and it's really running literally from the sky, from the satellites, and what's happening with GIS product and mapping, and the world is basically running on technology, and it's moving to wireless and total connectivity. Folks are really just using an iPad today or a phone to do the majority of their business and get the majority of their information. So technology and real estate are one hand in hand today. Whether you're managing property or selling property or just trying to understand what's going on in your own neighborhood or where your goods come from. So well, we do a pretty concise program in that, in the CCIM program, and we're always working on new technology and evolving. And, of course, with that comes problems like everything else and change, but we believe we're at the forefront of technology at the CCIM Institute with our partnerships with ESRI and Xceligent, two very fine companies.
Steve, I gotta ask you to take a break for a minute. Can you guys stay with me and do another segment, please?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay, because I want to definitely talk about a couple things you brought up. I want to talk about how it's a mentorship business and how CCIM provides mentorships. And I also want to also drill down a little more on that coding and technology you were talking about, because it sounds to me like some of the young people coming in could mentor me on that. So, guys, stick with us. We'll talk about more value adds with CCIM. Maybe we'll even find some time to talk about the real estate markets, U.S. and in Little Havana Frank specialty. But right now, I got to serve it up to our sponsors. D, take it away.
Oops.
All right, all right. Walking on sunshine, talking real estate. My gosh, it's a great day. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, and all the positive energy the guys at Warren Henry bring to the table. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. Thanks to the CCIMs, the show has been tweeted out to 16,000 of their followers. So hopefully we got a couple of new listeners, and I want you to listen in close because one of the sponsors on this show is lawrencekids.org. Write that down, lawrencekids.org, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Lawrence Kids tells you what to do to prevent your child from sexual abuse. 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented with education. So go to Lawrence Kids, learn what the signs are, watch the signs, teach your child it's okay to tell. Work with me to protect our future together. Go to lawrencekids.org today.
Get ready for interleague action as your Marlins take on the Boston Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. On Tuesday at 7:10, fans get an Ichiro Suzuki t-shirt courtesy of Sato Pharmaceuticals. On Wednesday at 4:10, fans get a Marlins Franchise 4 poster courtesy of Star Cash. Be here live for two action-packed nights of thrilling baseball, food, and fun. And don't miss your Marlins against the Red Sox August 11th and 12th at Marlins Park. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And we're back with Steve Moreri, the incoming president of the CCIM Institute. And we're back also with Frank Rodriguez. Frank is the president here of his local company. He runs, he's the man in Little Havana. I mean, Frank, there's no other way to say it. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right, now that I served up Frank on a silver platter, I want to talk a little bit, Frank, about your interactions with FIU and UM, because I've got to believe with real estate being a mentorship business, a lot of the young people have great questions for you, but I'll bet that they're bringing an incredible, invigorating energy to the table as well.
Absolutely. You know, as the world is shifting and changing, and the millennials are coming in. I'm right after. I'm right before them. So I'm not actually a millennial. But they're coming in. They're getting graduated. They're getting their master's in real estate. And one of the things that we're doing with FIU is we're in the stages of planning a mentorship program. And there's going to be a forum. We'll make sure to announce it and make sure everybody has the opportunity to attend, whereby the CCIMs will have a forum with the students to have a select number of these students or alumni become mentors, and that way get a sense of the real practical function of real estate and the service that we provide and how it's provided in the most ethical and organized fashion, so that they understand fundamentals and apply the fundamentals to the market. So we're in the works with FIU and that, and we really thank Dr. Harding, Bill Harding, and Eileen, their new marketing director at FIU, are instrumental into this new initiative that's being worked out.
Well, count me in as a mentor. Steve, are you going to roll this out nationally?
So we have something called the Jay Levine Leadership Academy. Jay Levine started, who was the first CCIM, started the CCIM Institute in 1954. And when he left us and passed away, he left us a substantial inheritance and a foundation because he loved us so much and we love him so much. And in that program, we have now started a formal mentoring program. It's just on a launch now, and we should have it out between October and January of this year and be rolling it out to every university that's interested in it. But, you know, the great thing in hearing Frank's comments now when we were sitting at lunch the other day about mentoring is all real estate is local. And we have a chapter in every one of the states across the country. And a lot of our chapters, it's funny how things work, are almost simpatico with what's happening at national and represent us so well locally when they're starting things like this in that level. So we will have a formal mentoring program, we hope, right across the country over the evolution of real estate in the next 2 years. And we're pretty excited about the mentoring program. The amazing thing about when you're working with millennials and folks of today is sometimes you're the mentor and sometimes you're the mentee, especially when it comes to the technology.
Oh, I-5, I can really feel that. I live that every day. I've got a young man that works with me. In fact, Frank, when Jason started, the first thing I did was said, you got to go be a CCIM and go talk to my friend Frank. Is that not the righteous truth?
That is true. Several years ago, I would say about five, right?
Yeah.
Right,
as soon
right
as he started.
About 5 years.
Well, actually, three. It just seems a lot longer because we got real estate guy years we're dealing with here.
That's true.
Now, Steve, we've only got about a couple minutes left, so maybe you could give us a highlight of maybe what you want your hallmark of your administration to be. It's a year away from now. People are looking back. What are they saying?
Well, the interesting thing about CCIM is we have a first vice president, a president-elect, and a president, and we work things through in a leadership team. So our sitting president, Mark Macek, has come up with a strategic plan that I think is going to take us into the 21st century. So my initiative is to carry that strategic plan on to the next step and then hand it over to a gentleman also from Orlando with a lot of experience named Robin Webb. We're working right now very hard in improving our education offerings because CCIM is the Real World Education Institute for Commercial Real Estate. So we have something called the Ward School, and we are improving the Ward School in every possible way. We hope to add about another 15, 20 classes this year. We already have 20. Ward classes, by the way, are given on the web, and you don't have to be in CCIM. You could go on our website, ccim.com. And you could look at our education offerings, and you could try some of this stuff in 3-4 hours on the web. Some of it's complicated. Some of it's definitely helpful to anybody in the industry. Oh. Second thing is we have an initiative with a company called ALM Media, which is a $650 million media company based out of New York, and they offer Globe Street. So you have GlobeStreet.com, which is an information haven in partnership with CCIM for any part of institutional real estate. And we do these conferences around the country in partnership with them in something called the Forum. We've done them in Miami. Our next one is in Orange County, California. We have one in Denver coming up, and we're starting to run classes at the Dallas one, which is September 1st. We'll be having a negotiating class there, and then a CCIM social event for folks to network with the participants. And most of those participants are major industry, both chairman and high-level management folks, so you get the opportunity through CCIM and through interact with those people. And then, of course, we also are now global in our 13,000 members. We're looking at different countries right now. We may have an initiative in Mexico next year. We already have one in Canada. We have one in Poland. We have one in Russia. We have an initiative in Japan and China. And we think that CCIM Institute will be a global organization and around the world. And then we have some local, interesting local initiatives. As you know, I just attended the International Council of Shopping Centers, their next generation, which is segmented towards millennials and towards folks that are 5 years less in the business. And there was almost 450 people at that conference, and we hope to do that in tandem with them next year. And that was specific to retail. And retail is definitely a growing, changing environment with the web. And one of the most fascinating things, and I'm sure you millennials will agree with me, they're out there, everybody thought retail was going to be dead, but the truth of the matter is millennials love to shop, whether they're on the internet or they're looking for an experience in a shopping center. So the future of retail is bright, especially when you look at places like Lincoln Road and I even think the ethnic retail that I saw in Little Havana and Vincent and Frank was quite amazing.
Well, Steve, I hate to cut you off. I'm going to have to get you on again. Maybe we'll get Robin on again with Frank, but we're out of time today. I want to thank you for you and Frank for making the CCIMs an integral part of our business, and I look forward to continuing to grow in our relationship.
Absolutely. Very nice being here.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jim. Always enjoy your show. We're all major listeners, and to our 16,000 people, let's get on board and back Jim because he backs us.
All right. Well, Steve, I want to thank you so much. Everybody, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up at www.freedombusiness.com in just a little while, and then we'll put everything up again on social media on Sunday. I want to thank our sponsors, Gotta Roll Fast, Kind Snacks, the CCIMs, South Florida Business and Wealth, Tarek Maddox, UHealth, the Warren Henry Automotive Group, NFL Alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Aztec Group, Lawrence Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at UF, UHealth, and thank you to you, our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to the Facebook page and like our show. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Like I said, we'll be up soon, and I'll be back next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. No, thank you. I love you, my fans. I love you. You're the best. Get off the